This is Liz Macias, Associate News Director of KGFW. The following audio clips feature guests from our daily show, Talk of the Town, where we bring a variety of guests like city officials, health providers, historians, nonprofits, and community service organizations. Joining us this morning on KGFW's Talk of the Town is Assistant Airport Director Steve Cole, along with Jamie Hofer and Ava Flores. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. We've got several projects, a lot of exciting things that we wanted to share with the community this morning.
Exactly. And one of those big things happening this Wednesday is going to be your ribbon cutting.
Yes, that's right. Wednesday afternoon, we're going to do a ribbon cutting. It's going to be kind of an all-inclusive event. We want to welcome our new air carrier service provider, Denver Air Connection.
Joining us this morning on the program is from the Kearney Public School Board, Dave Brandt. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Thanks for having me on again.
Thanks for coming on. You guys had your monthly meeting last night.
Kind of a little different this last time. We started with a hearing instead of just rolling into our regular meeting. The Nebraska legislature passed a law, I think they talked about maybe 1999, 1998, somewhere in there, about
Civics
Act.
Civics, yeah.
Yep. And so we have a committee that meets at the district twice a year that will review our current American Civics Government, Nebraska important dates calendar for the year, all the curriculum and activities that occur within the school district about it. And then we're required by law to report back on that at a hearing before school board meeting once a year as well.
Joining us this morning from the Two Rivers Health Department is Katie Mulligan. Good morning.
Good morning.
So recently it was announced that West Nile virus has made a little comeback. And it was found in Dawson County.
Right, and we expect that. So one of the things that we don't talk about a ton is that we test mosquitoes from pools in Dawson County every year. Dawson County is our county that we expect to see mosquitoes in. So we've actually limited our sample size to just Dawson County by itself. But we did. We found two pools in Dawson County that had mosquitoes that were carrying West Nile virus.
Joining us this morning on the program is warning coordination meteorologist from the National Weather Service in Hastings, Mike Moritz. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for joining us today, because coming up in March and April, you'll be holding storm spotter training classes for the community and all around, actually, in central Nebraska.
Yeah, you know, we do it every year, but it's actually really good timing this year because we had some really nice thunder and lightning the other night. So this really gets you in the mode to start thinking about severe weather as it comes into the region and maybe some ways that people can just learn more about it or even help their community in some cases.
Joining us this morning from the Kearney Volunteer Fire Department Fire Administrator is Jason Whalen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for joining us, because this week is Fire Prevention Week.
It is. We're excited to have that. It's a fun week for our department every year. I mean, we go out to the schools and meet the kids and do a lot of truck visits and station tours for a lot of the youth in the town.
Joining us this morning on the program is Brock Anderson from the Buffalo County Historical Society and Trails and Rails. And this time, it's a special Buffalo Tales you have for us, Brock.
Yeah, it's the first one I got to author back in November, December of 2017. So when you think of Kearney, when it's first started, think of Kearney south of the tracks. So all of our local businesses on Central Avenue, those big buildings, that really comes later. But really, Kearney as a community started south of the tracks.
Okay.
Now, as we progress into the 1880s, 1890s, we have this neighborhood of these much larger houses that become later Pioneer Neighborhood. And they're going to be more individuals that have a little bit more wealth, and they're going to build these houses in what is called Pioneer Neighborhood, just southeast of UNK's campus today.
Wow.
So, yeah. I'll give you one specific one. It's titled A History of 705 West 22nd Street by yours truly.
Joining us this morning from the United Way, is Executive Director Savannah Lyon.
Hello, Liz.
Oh my goodness, you're excited.
I am so excited.
And also with you from the Collage Center is Gay Tiltson. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Thank you both for joining us. I know it's a perfect way to kick off the week and a great way to start or pregame before your big day tomorrow, which is one day for United Way.
Yes, one day for United Way. So it's our big push to raise $75,000 to finish out our campaign super strong.
Joining us this morning from the Kiwanis Club is Charlie Pickens. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, great.
And you're here with us today for some good news happening this Saturday, your pancake feed.
Yes. It's an event that we've been doing as Kiwanis since the late 40s. It got started after the Second World War, and we continue to do it every year.